Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Against tyranny as we attempt to awaken our fellow humans to the out-of-control corruption running rampant across the globe. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have Representative Marsha Blackburn joining us coming up in about an hour and a half to break down the fact that the TSA is absolutely out of control. And she's introduced legislation to point out they have to stop calling themselves officers when they're not even sworn or trained or deputized. They are a fraud out of their jurisdiction. Of course, it's already illegal. I don't know why we need more bills, but I guess people in government see it as if executive power just does something that violates laws, you pass a new law, even though it's already violating a bunch of laws, and somehow that's going to stop it. It's kind of like the TSA in Texas last year, groping members of the legislature, so they unanimously in the House voted to start arresting them when they violated the law, groping people. They didn't need to pass a new law, but they were trying to, and the feds threatened an armed blockade with F-16s of the state, and the state said, oh my gosh, well, we'll just roll over in fear, just like the blackmailed, compromised Congress basically does the same thing. Coming up, we've got a clip of DNC chair says noncompliance with Obamacare will not be tolerated. Some amazing quotes where they say we're not going to tolerate it anymore in America. You have to be responsible. You have to pay a penalty if you choose not to be. You know, all the big banks and mega rich are exempt from the taxes. They've written the regulations that way. Most taxes are paid by people making less than $100,000 a year. I've got different government commission reports on that we've covered here on air. But they create this illusion that the ultra-rich will be punished in some type of class warfare envy situation if they are brought to heel by government when they control that government. Some amazing statements. The IRS knows, of course, exactly what you're doing with this system. The IRS now gets to know about a small business owner's entire payroll, the level of their insurance coverage. And it gets to know the income of not just the primary breadwinner in your house, but your entire family's income in order to assess, collect, and mandate taxes, reports Fox News. And it's all in there. All the new agents to enforce it, everything. Meanwhile, Barclays CEO Diamond quits over rate rigging in countries all over the world, including here in the United States. Well, of course, they get banker bailouts from your pocketbook, and then they get it at 0% interest, and then they loan it back to governments, the population, between 7 and 30-something percent. Well, some credit cards are above 60 now. It's good business. While having Neocon Talk Radio lecture everyone about how evil welfare is all day when they set up the system. So that is just some of the reports we're going to be going over today, and we're going to open the phones up. Andy Griffith dies at 86. That's funny. I had my children up, all three of them, up here at the office yesterday, and they did some homeschool work, even though it's summer, and then they did some artwork. And I let them occasionally, every few weeks, watch some Andy Griffith show. I let them watch a couple episodes of that, and he's dead. That is certainly sad. Really great guy. Now, he's a great actor. Was a great actor. In Facing the Crowd, wow, that's a powerful movie. So, sayonara. Good trip, my friend. I bet you're in a better place. Andy Griffith, dead at 86. We're all going to be dead one day, so enjoy life while it's here. Enjoy the magic. By the way, speaking of that, a couple weeks ago I had the skull in here, the human skull and the crocodile skull, and I said I'd have it last week for you. It's a big special report. You'll find out what the skull's all about sometime, but it's not ready yet. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to read at least part of the Declaration of Independence that is considered basically terrorism by the banker occupational government that has hijacked this nation. But July 4th is tomorrow, so we will talk some about what that actually stands for. Coming up later in the next hour, Representative Marsha Blackburn, who is valiantly trying to restrict the criminal activities of the banker occupation force, the TSA, she's going to be joining us. And also Rosa Corey, author of a short little book that details the criminal takeover by the globalist via Agenda 21. She's going to be joining us with some new big developments coming up in the third hour today. We'll have open phones so people can call in with their horror stories. Or if you love having international treaties and bureaucracy written by big banks coming in to destroy private property and don't want to be able to have a garden in your backyard and want home inspectors forcing their way in, you can call in and tell us about that as well. I don't think we'll get too many calls. That's why the system's authoritarian. It's extremely unpopular. Sheriff Arpaio is set to unleash shocking Obama birth certificate revelations, that's the headline, breathtaking information, that's a quote, information will top previous press conference, says lead investigator, that's an InfoWars.com article. We got Joseph Ferret of WorldNet Daily joining us Thursday where they're going to be breaking this to give us some tidbits or any ideas. I already had him scheduled to cover other issues, and we're going to get his take on health care, all of it. But Joe Farah, for his maiden visit with us, will be on the broadcast. When I was up at Bilderberg in D.C., their offices are over there in Virginia, about 2 miles from where Bilderberg was held, and they invited me over. Very nice folks, very professional, nice operation, great people over there, nice newsroom. So I look forward to having Joe Farah here on the broadcast Thursday with some other breaking news. Chief Justice John Roberts bowed to political pressure and changed his vote on Obamacare. That's now being confirmed. Even CBS News is saying that, as if we needed to be told that. A week before, they were going to announce, and suddenly, oh, we're not going to now. And then the pressure came because the power structure, the big banks, they want to force 35 million people to buy insurance, and then the insurance companies can control the care. They can make you buy it and have the IRS enforce it, and that's up at thenewamerican.com. Okay, continuing with some of the other news that's coming up as well. Sarkozy's home and offices, former French president, have been raided dealing with illegal financing of his 2007 campaign, which is on record was funded by Muammar Gaddafi. And then, of course, they could blackmail Sarkozy to get behind the war to go take out Gaddafi, or that information will be released, but still he's being burned. And this is how these criminal systems work. So Nicolas Sarkozy's home raided by French police. Okay, let me, before I go any further, getting into the news and then your phone calls here. Well, I'm going to cover this as well later. Syria running torture center network, Rights Group says, Rights Group funded by the banks. I don't want to say the U.S. and NATO and all that. I mean, that's all banker-occupied government. Because it's always saying, you know we're saying, like America's saying, or U.S.-funded rights groups. No. The banker-occupied media, the banker-captured media is saying, we've got to go into Syria because he might have tortured some people. So the United States needs to be invaded because our criminal government has tortured little children, the Army's own report admits, and killed people and flown people by the tens of thousands to secret sites, black sites, ghost sites all over the world. I mean, I could mention what's been admitted out of the CIA torture center within Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo, but I can't say it on a family show. Drugging people to freak them out. They say to freak them out when it leaked. No, it's because they're Satanist folks. Women, prostitutes, blood. I'm going to leave it at that. You can go look it up. I can't even tell you what the Army's own report. Just type in Army's report on Abu Ghraib torture. You'll get the full report, NBC, you name it. It includes raping children with battery acid. I'm just going to leave it at that. People always hear that and don't believe it. They go look it up and go, oh, my gosh, this is true. Yes, this is true. It's because they like to do it. That's why they want to get torture going, because they want to try to legalize it so that they can do it to you. Okay, that's what this is all about. About hell being manifest. So you got to love the doublespeak, though. Oh, my gosh, they torture people in China and Syria, but then give no proof of Syria. Though that is what they do over there, so it probably is going on. But the point is that now we've got to invade because they might have tortured. Maybe they threw babies out of incubators. Of course, that later turned out was PR fraud. Doesn't matter, though. It feels good to get upset and get behind a big war and have the troops blow up giant chemical weapons dumps and then have it rain back down and everybody gets brain cancer. And then the military doesn't give them treatment. But again, it doesn't matter because it felt good at the time, and being conned feels good. Now, let me get into this little piece of news first, because Barclays CEO Diamond quits over rate rigging, and this deals with Barclays chief executive Bob Diamond quit on Tuesday under fire from politicians and regulators, people they appointed, the highest profile casualty of the interest rate rigging scandal spanning more than a dozen banks across the world, the big banks, who get your money, a lot of it just pure money they get, but then a lot of it's quote bailout, And then, you know, they give them trillions, and then they loan it out at 10, 20, 30% or higher to governments, individuals. And then they have an unfair trade advantage and are able to take over. And then they control the regulators and shut down local banks that are a lot more solvent than they are. That's how this works. And so you've got that happening. You've got these same groups taking over countries. They're imploding by design. Meanwhile, the very same group that runs our nation comes out on Wolf Blitzer, and they have the DNC chair say noncompliance with Obamacare will not be tolerated. This is an Infowars.com article right now. Despite claiming Obamacare was not a tax, we have links to Obama saying that in all the articles, and it was a conspiracy theory, and there were no death panels, which they now admit. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz told CNN's Wolf Blitzer that the Internal Revenue Service would be the easiest enforcer of penalties against those who refuse to comply with the new health care law. And she goes on to say, the states, individuals, it will not be tolerated. You will submit to the board. And she says, don't worry. You don't want to buy health care. That's fine. We'll take thousands of dollars. What is it? $5,000. $100 out of each check. And then $500 penalties, and then it goes up from there, upwards of $5,000 a year. They'll just take it out of your account. And then it gets rid of a lot of the charity care that was already there, lets the insurance companies lower the standard of care. And the Supreme Court ruled and said, yes, it's a tax, and the IRS will enforce it. And what have I told you over and over again? Two groups are going to enforce all of this unconstitutional activity. The looting. The TSA, now on highways and checkpoints and schools and proms, don't believe me, look it up, and bus stations for now 3-4 years, but now they're rolling out nationwide, everywhere. And they command the army and police. You're like, well, why do not trained, not bonded weirdos command and have weird inspector outfits that they wear when they're out? Because it's about scum and criminals that don't even get background checks. Or when you do have the background check, if you're a criminal, you go to the front of the line. That's been confirmed. Think about it. We're just calmly talking about the government hiring criminals now, and we're so broke back psychologically, spiritually, we're just like, yeah, that's the way it is. They hire criminals. And then they go out and shake you down on the highways and byways. And the new green police the feds are setting up under the rural council and all of this, they admit, same thing in Australia, very same group. It's globally standardized that it's like a 2-week course or 10-day course now with the TSA, but in Australia it's a 2-week. And then they just come to your house and say, we're coming in. And they're armed. No judge, no jury. They're coming in to do an inspection. They're coming in to forcibly inoculate. They're coming in to cut down your garden in your backyard in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, that you've had for 20 years and then charge you for it. No law, they just do it. They're here, they rule. Let me tell you, man, driving home now at night, cops run up on you for just for fun. There's a whole lane right next to you just to, I guess, scare you. Cop pulled me over, said, what are you doing crossing my medium? Sure, he could have given me a ticket. He didn't. But it was the screaming at me saying, what are you doing crossing my medium? Because, you know, it's out on the road, big dirt spot people go across. It's all totally backed up. Whatever. The point is cops do it all day. And I understand everybody does it. It can turn into a problem. Whatever. Write me a ticket. But it's the attitude of, what are you doing on my road? I get it. I'm occupied by banks. You're their imperial force. I get it. I get that they're inoculating in Connecticut and Maryland and Alabama and California and all over now. No law, criminally shooting kids up, and they're having seizures on the spot, and many of them are dying. And it's just a back-of-the-newspaper deal. I get it. Okay, I got it. It's your country, your world, your enchilada, and it's going straight to Hades. I get it. I got the memo. I understand. Don't think I don't understand. And the DNC chair wants us to understand. You see, this is and she goes on. They go on to break down that, hey, we're going to know everything about you and track everything you do. And we're going to share your medical records, and we're going to share your tax reforms with anybody we want. And we're going to intimidate you, and the IRS is going to be in your life. And so are the environmental enforcers and all of them. That's what TSA is all about at the airports. Getting you used to being told, get up against that wall, line up, show me your papers. You scum. And we are scum. We are the filth. We are the slaves of absolute gibbering criminals. So we are pathetic. Let's just admit we are pathetic, captured, bug-eyed, sissy, castrated slaves. And we love it, and we want more. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take you back, girl. Your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Show
from my front
the
porch.
CIA publicly tells us they're operating domestically, spying on all of us through our appliances. Drones are being launched into the skies, and they told us that they would not tax us with the IRS, even though it was in the bill. They said, that's not in the bill. Remember that? A year ago? A year and a half ago? I mean, I remember being on the radio covering, and I remember them going out and saying, there's no death panels, there's no IRS, and we're like, well, it's in the bill. No, there's not. Counting on most of the public not to go look it up. In fact, if we can put on screen for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, go to InfoWars.com, you can see the head of the Democratic Party. They're in the featured news area at InfoWars.com. You can see her photograph. I mean, what a power-crazed, greasy, weaselly-looking person. I mean, you can judge a book by its cover. Look at those predatory eyes. That is a person that swims in your ignorance, that feeds off of your neglect and being weak and letting her run everything. She wants power. She seized it. It's hers. And she wants America to know something. You are a slave of the state. The state is God. What does the New World Order mean? It means the state is God. And it means the IRS is going to be in all your business. And under Agenda 21, government is going to be in all of your business. And you better well learn to love it. You scum Americans. That's what they literally call us. They hate us more than they hate anybody else. People are like, this is wrecking healthcare. That's the plan. And then they're going to totally take it over. Everything is about wrecking society. That's what they do. It's their stated goal. Go read it. Go read their own Agenda 21. Don't underestimate how evil these people are. There's nothing liberal about this woman. These are tyrants. Did you hear the Weatherman report? Came out in federal court. They pled guilty. They later admitted to much of it. That they plan to put 50 million people in camps and kill 25 million of us. These people want to kill 25 million people. That's who they are. These are the most vicious, hateful scum you can imagine. They want to overthrow everything. I've sat down with people I didn't know were Marxist. People I've flown in to interview before. I'm not going to get into it and say names because I never aired the interview. And I go out to dinner with them. They drink a couple beers. And they start going, we're going to kill everybody. Blood, blood, blood. That's what these people are into. Okay? And they want to run your health care and run your life and wreck things. They hate you and your family. Now listen to this vicious, lying control freak who said the IRS wouldn't be involved, and of course it was, and who thought you were stupid. And it is unbelievable. Oh, and now Mitch McConnell, you know, Senator McConnell, he's like, oh, I don't think we'll be able to repeal it. Sorry. Don't build opposition because you can't win. I don't like it either. Sure, that's why your little Republican was the swing vote. It's all a sick joke, and nothing's going to change till we admit it. Those of you hoping Romney's going to save you. Who says now he's against the legislation he helped author? Sucker, schmucks, idiots, people who love to be conned, people who love to be taken for a ride, all the idiot Obama supporters. I'm going to come back in the next segment and play the clip of her. That makes me so angry, and only anger and action and fully calling these monsters out for what they are is going to turn any of this around. These are flaming authoritarians. These are people that crave. Have you ever been around one of these fake liberal authoritarians? Especially the women. They hate men. They hate children. They drug their sons. They hate even their daughters. And they will come up and peck you in a store if you're looking at furniture or if you're buying fish. They will come up and peck you at a park. They will come up and they will look at you and they will bug their eyes out of you because they're nothing, unhappy, ugly people inside who were vain and obsessed with how they look and who hate humanity. I love humanity so much. I see the beauty. I see the passion. I see the creativity. I believe in humanity. I'm a fan of humanity. I want to see you go to your highest levels. When I see people who are successful or beautiful or dynamic, I admire them. When I see some guy with a number 10 smoking beautiful woman with electricity in her eyes, I think about the children they're going to have and hope for a future. I don't get mad. I see these guys with trophy wives walk into a restaurant and I see other men get uncomfortable and start hating on them. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I like seeing good things. I like seeing happy things. I like seeing success. And these people are the opposite. They are the enemy. And they must be crushed. They must be annihilated. Humanity, you'll never stop us, scum. You will never...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Toll-free number to talk about this. Talk about government takeover of healthcare, IRS, more in your life. Set up in 1913 as the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. The 100 years charter of the Federal Reserve up next year. Ron Paul has introduced legislation to audit the Fed. Ron Paul's Texas Straight Talk audit the Fed headed to the House floor. We posted that yesterday at InfoWars.com. You can find it there in the tiles. Very important article to go after the people that have hijacked our government. It's not debated. Every financial publication, from the Financial Times of London to The Economist to The Wall Street Journal to CNBC, says, yeah, we're run by foreign banks. Yes, we've been captured. Yes, that's who rules us. And then they're the ones, that's why I've been harping on this forever. Now it's being admitted. They're the ones that want to bankrupt things so they can take control. And who are their enforcers? Who are their enforcers? The IRS that collects. Ronald Reagan's own congressional report broke this down in 1981. The Grace Commission. Go look it up. 99, almost 100%, 99%. less than 1% administrative, goes to interest on the debt. Instead of just money being created as a symbol of exchange, money is created and then the banksters get interest right off the top. So they, what do they want to do? They want to expand the money supply. And again, to call it an unfair trade advantage is not even scratching the surface. This is why they're forming combines and oligopolies, duopolies, and monopolies. It's why they lobby for more regulations that they're exempt from. They're exempt from the major taxes. They're exempt from the regulations. They're exempt from the Obamacare. This is pure mafia government. Call it what you want, communist, fascist, socialist. All these things lead to tiny groups in control. Freedom, tiny government, leads to incredible diversity in the marketplace and wealth untold. It's a fact. All these statists that come out of the government schools will tell you the opposite because they don't live in the real world. Now that the banksters have used big government to bankrupt everything, though, and to start consolidating, now they want to bring in a fake brand of libertarianism where these big mega corporations just become the government but have none of the responsibilities. And so now they want to cry libertarian because they've already stolen all the wealth. And they're afraid of people using government to claw it back from them in a separation of powers type situation. But don't worry, there is no separation of powers. Governments are bought and paid for by the more organized corporate criminals. Congress bought and paid for. The Parliament of England bought and paid for. To the point now that oily scumbags like the head of the DNC gets up there and says, we will not tolerate it. You will pay your fair share. We will ship your jobs to China. We will bankrupt you. We will give trillions to foreign banks. We will exempt ourselves and exempt all our friends and give billions of dollars to energy companies that pay us. We will engage in all these crimes and interest rate fixing and everything else. But you, the person making $50,000 a year, who cannot afford health insurance, instead of going in and just getting a bill and paying off your medical stuff, they've screwed up the medical system so bad with government involvement now and driven up the price so much that now they're going to say, well, we'll just take money out of your account. Or you can go buy the insurance. So it's a direct tax to the insurance companies, and it's worse. They then get to take control of the insurance. They get to take control of what type of care you get. This is all in there. This is a giant transfer of wealth to the ultra elite, ultra rich. And it also makes you go get health care from the MD medicine monopoly and not from all the other things that are out there. And the MD medical tyranny wants to make you take shots. They're lobbying for that. Wants to make, well, they're already giving kids shots without asking the parents. It's outrageous. The medical MD tyranny takes your blood for 40 years. It's now 40 years this year. At birth, in every globalist controlled country, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, U.S., 40 years ago, we were already in a global government, folks, for all intents and purposes to a great extent. They're just expanding their bureaucracy and their reach into your house, into your backyard, into your farm, your ranch. They've got their world government, but it's up there like a mothership above us. They're now deploying their operatives down to eat out our substance. In fact, guys, reprint me the Declaration of Independence. Thank you. Because July 4th is tomorrow. And the globalists are coming down on us on every front, hitting us as hard as they can on every front. And just like Genghis Khan would ride in with 50,000 horsemen and just ride through the village and kill everybody, that's what this is called. The Romans did the same thing. It's called scorched earth. That's what Agenda 21 and Rosa Corey's book, Behind the Green Mask, Unigen 21, the agenda for the 21st century sustainable development. That's what this does. That's why we carry the book. And you get another terrorist document, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, famous quotes, jury nullification booklet with it free. If you go to InfoWarsShop.com and your purchase also supports the broadcast. But here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is very important. First-time callers again, because you notice the quality of the callers goes up 10,000% when we say first-time, because there's millions of listeners, and no one can get in but a small handful of folks who sit there by the phone, who are great people, but come on. First-time callers again, 800-259-9231. DNC chair, noncompliance with Obamacare will not be tolerated. Quote, the IRS now gets to know about a small business's entire payroll, the level of their insurance coverage, and it gets to know the income of not only the primary breadwinner in your house, but your entire family's income in order to assess, collect, and mandate the tax. The way we usually think of taxation, Wolf, is that taxation is the IRS administers and collects on broad swaths of large categories of individuals, Wasserman Schultz said. This is a penalty that will be assessed. See, the IRS is not going to be the enforcer of everything. They were always meant to be that. This is the, and they're already lawless. They already have their own weird kangaroo courts with no jury, just like they set up family courts 100 years ago. Totally fake. As long as you put a crook in a black uniform, though, up behind the desk, it's fine. This is a penalty that will be assessed of the tax return if you choose to roll the dice and make us pay for your being irresponsible and increase all of your health care costs. Oh, this is the Democrats telling us we're not responsible if you choose to not want to go do it. See, they already quasi-socialize it. So then they say, oh, well, you've got to buy it now. And now they're saying they're going to tell you what you can eat. Now they're going to tell you, because after all, everybody's paying for you. It's total takeover. This is only the beginning with these criminals running our society. And remember, 2,000 plus companies are exempt. Big major corporations, they don't have to do this. You do. Just like General Electric and all of them are exempt from taxes. It's all for us. How many famous rich people have I seen joke no taxes? That's for regular people. These billionaires folks don't pay taxes. Mitt Romney pays almost no taxes because they're certain. Take the Justice Department. The Attorney General is partners in a law firm that if you go hire them to do your taxes and to certify them, no one touches you. Oh, and their lawyer says you don't have to pay tax, Mr. Romney. Their lawyer says Obama doesn't have to hardly pay any taxes. And then they go put them in offshore corporations. Again, because these are criminals. Let's go ahead and go to the CNN clip that got me so mad. Here it is, in your face, telling you that you've given tens of trillions to the banks, but you haven't done enough. All the hundreds of taxes you pay in different ways, fines, fees, hidden taxes, it's not enough. Now your health care is under the IRS. Shut up! We had 10% growth rates on average before the IRS was set up in 1913. Wasn't even implemented until the late 40s. They said, oh, it's a temporary wartime tax. We take some money out of your account. You pay taxes with tolls and tariffs and regulations and gas taxes and all these other things. That's what runs the government. I mean, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I drive all over this country and I see cops every mile. And they're there to raise revenue. They're there to burn out the country. They're there to bankrupt the nation. Again, I can't even go to our family ranch that we've had since 1830. And just be camping on it without, 6, 7, 8 game wardens running in going, we're federally deputized, we're visiting everybody, and bucking their chest out like getting off on ego, like they're trying to scare you, and it's like they're little clown idiots. I'm like, take your cancer viruses, drink your fluoride, pal. Okay? I'm not scared of you. Just give your kids shots, let them have seizures, and bury them. You like being a slave? Listen, you little slug, you're not over anybody. You're being murdered by the New World Order, you bug-eyed idiot. This country is just, again, love it, love it. It's all going to collapse by design. The New World Order is going to destroy all of you that serve it. You want it? Don't worry. You're going to get everything you want, all of it. The Germans got what they wanted, 20 million of their people killed for serving Hitler. The Russians thought, well, the small group that supported communists, don't worry, the Russians killed over 40 million of their people, Mao over 60. Don't worry. You want to get hurt bad? They're going to hurt you. And you servants of this, you're going to get hurt the worst. So enjoy. One word. Enjoy. 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 Here's the clip. Here is the clip of CNN and this witch. Here it is.
Solicitor General tells the Supreme Court representing the Obama administration it is in fact a tax. It'll be administered by the IRS. It'll be collected on April 15th. Why can't you acknowledge that it is in fact a tax?
Because it's a penalty. It's not a tax. It's a penalty that if you decide to be irresponsible and continue to refuse to carry health insurance and make us all pay for your being irresponsible, then you can do that. You know, we're not going to actually require that you have health insurance. What we're saying is if you choose not to carry health insurance, then you will be assessed a penalty that will be assessed on your tax return. And that affects about 1% of Americans who choose to do that.
So Donald Varelli, the Solicitor General, was wrong? He didn't tell the truth to the Supreme Court?
No, on the contrary. But the way we usually think of taxation, Wolf, is that taxation, as the IRS administers it, is collected on broad swaths and large categories of individuals. This is a penalty that will be assessed on the tax return if you choose to roll the dice and make us all pay for your being irresponsible and increase all of our health care costs. We're not going to tolerate that anymore in America. You have to be responsible, and you're going to pay a penalty if you choose not to be.
I have one final question. Why is the IRS administering this if it's not a tax? Isn't that their job to impose taxes, collect taxes, to punish people who don't pay taxes?
Because administratively, that's really the easiest, most basic way to do it. It's the same way that they do it in Massachusetts. The Department of Revenue in Massachusetts.
All right, let's stop right there. Turn that witch off. Turn that enemy of this country off, that occupier off. And she is an occupier by the foreign banks. They're rolling in administrative tax collectors in Greece and places, just shaking people down right now. Notice when I had the TSA guy go, you know, I'm going to grope you, a few months ago, I said, that's a Fourth Amendment violation. He said, I have administrative privileges, and smiled. See, it's administrative. It's maritime. It's, we got guys in uniforms that if you don't pay us are going to come with guns, and we're going to throw you in a prison. By the way, a well-known activist, former bigwig in the UK Independence Party, kind of like the leader of their Tea Party over there. We have an article by Paul Watson. Breaking it all down, man arrested, tried in secret for non-payment of tax. And it was a special star chamber. They just arrested him, took him, and the same day tried him in some secret trial. They just said, he's gone now. Yes, he had a secret trial. This is in the news. He's gone now. He's gone now. You're just gone now. Bye-bye. Gone now. Gone now. And, of course, they told you, NDAA, we'll kill you, we'll disappear you, everything. And this is freedom. And then we got some witch going, you will behave yourself. You will comply. We will no longer tolerate you. What's her exact quote? What is Witchy Poo's exact quote here? This is a penalty that will be assessed on the tax return if you choose to roll the dice and make us pay for your being irresponsible and increase all of your health care costs. And let me tell you, most of the people I know that have the IRS taking their house, it's a two-bedroom, their kids are all in high school, or they're elderly. I know a lot of people right now who live in the poor part of town. And the IRS is coming back and saying, yeah, it shows 5 years ago you made this $1,000, and we say you didn't pay on it right, so now it's $10,000. And they don't have $10,000. And so now they start grabbing their Social Security check, or they start grabbing their bank check, and they start taking money out of their bank account. And then they just come take the house. And it's like, oh, you just be homeless or move in with your family, move in with your neighbors. It's a squeezing. It's a crushing. And it's not going to stop. They're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze because they like doing it. And they love lying to you. It's part of their religion of disdain for the cattle. You notice the Supreme Court says, the Solicitor General, it is a tax. It's enforced by the IRS to pay it to the subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve. They're big insurance companies. I've been telling you for 2 years, it's a tax to the bankers. What is it now? You're going to get this, or the IRS is going to hit you with penalties and interest. No judge, no jury, no due process. What's the Constitution say? What does it say? For anything more than $20, you get a jury trial? No, you don't. We're going to take $5,000 out with penalties and interest, and we're going to take your bank account, and we're going to put a levy on your house, and we're going to send people with guns to take it. And if you resist, they're going to kill you. And you know what? They like to kill people. They like to kill people. It makes them feel manly, and they're going to kill you, and they're going to take it. And Bank of America is going to take houses that are paid for, and the courts are going to take it. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, because you're going to be responsible. We're not going to put up with you not being responsible anymore as they give $500 million to energy companies for them to steal. And as Obama goes, like the mafia, because that's what he is, and says, you're not a Democratic donor. You've had the Chevy dealership since 1931. This is on record, Minnesota, many other. We're taking your dealership. You can still own the property, but you've got to take the Chevy sign down. You got 2 weeks, and you will not have delivery of any Chevy products. And then you give it to your Democratic donor. I mean, these are lawless criminals squatting on us, spitting in our faces, and everyone's shaking in fear going, I can't believe you're talking back to them. I can't believe you're in your face, because I'm done. I'm done. This is not unusual when a bunch of crooks are running roughshod over us publicly to stand up to them. We're in this position because I'm seen as a maniac because I'm willing to tell them like it is. I'm done living on my knees. I'm standing up, and you need to as well. And call out these crooks. You got local crooks putting fluoride in your water? You know the city council. You say, listen here, buddy. You stop assaulting me.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Slowly, got to do eyeball. He won, early roller.
world as a case of tyrannical cancer. We either remove it or we die. And they've got us all debating the sinking ship while criminals run all over us, robbing everything not nailed down. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Phone system is down right now. I know I have callers, but it's down. So I may have to write down the callers as they come in. But just briefly, some of the new films we're carrying, so you can expose how they're murdering people and soft killing others. The Greater Good, exposing the vaccine cover-up, very professional film available at InfoWarsShop.com or just link through at InfoWars.com. Dreams from My Real Father, A Story of Red's Deception by Joel Gilbert. This film is sending shockwaves across the country, really powerful, chillingly convincing that they've discovered who Obama's real father is, available at InfoWarsShop.com. Okay. We'll take calls for this segment, the next 30 minutes. I'll try to settle down, and then we've got a congresswoman joining us who's battling the federal brown shirt goon force. And that's literally what it is. It's a thuggish paramilitary potbelly force sent out to rule. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Arizona. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say a couple of things. Firstly, thank you. You have been so instrumental in my awareness and awakening. One of the things I've been learning and done at Awakening is learned about research and learned about history. And I've been doing a lot of research on history and learned that history repeats itself. And I don't understand quite why people don't realize that. With that,
well, because the average person is timid and is a spectator. Their whole life is about watching and being told what to do. And so they have no idea what's happening. They have no idea how much danger we're in. I mean, they have no idea. I mean, the New World Order is killing people all over the planet. And just setting up a horrible re-education system here. They'll find out, though. I mean, don't worry.
Okay. With that said, and with all that's going on, like all that we're seeing unfold before our very eyes, and the things that we've been seeing since just January 1st of this year, I've often pondered lately, I wonder what it might look like in a modern-day situation. Have you pondered or given any speculation to what it might look like?
Yeah, they know to not confront you up front with intimidation and force unless it's a protest, because they want that extinguished, because that can get out of hand. They could lose control that way, because it would show our power and we could win. And so it's just going to be bureaucratic. Yeah, we're taking your house. Sorry, you got behind. Yeah, that's just the way. Yeah, we're taking your kids for forced inoculation. It's just how it is. It's all this, you know, this fake non-threatening garbage. It's for your own good. You know, we represent the majority when they don't. It's just oily. But, I mean, here we are. It'll mean staged terror attacks, the criminals that stage the attacks, posing as saviors. I mean, are you asking what it's going to look like, or what are you saying?
Well, what I'm asking you is, have you pondered what a modern-day, quote-unquote, shot around the world might look like in today's world? Like what happened in Lexington when people finally got pissed off enough to say no more. I've wondered what that might look like today, because the playing field is very different. It's not going to go down like it did back then.
Well, that's why they don't ever send people marching in. Let's say 200 guys got on a hilltop and they were coming to confiscate guns in some town. And if they just showed up, well, I mean, I'll explain it when we come back. The SWAT teams wouldn't go face a group like that. They would wait and go burn down the people's houses later. And you see, that's what they do. They never want to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.